This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Regina's with us. I want to thank Justin Dean for his emails. Class, if you'd like to email me and let me know what your thoughts are, what you think about the classes, maybe some classes that you'd like us to teach, instructor at usaprepares.com, instructor at usaprepares. Instructor at usaprepares.com. During the news, you probably heard that Manchin and Biden, they've both been double vaxxed, jabbed, and both got COVID. How's that happen? As we were told that we needed to be jabbed so that we could protect ourselves from it. I guess it's not working. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, that's one of the articles I'm going to discuss here in a couple moments. First of all, I have quoted many, many physicians and scientists and researchers who admit there is no valid, credible test for COVID. Dr. Jane Ruby says that all the time. I've mentioned tons of these people. It could be flu, it could be anything. It could be bioweapons that's poured on us through geoengineering. It could be a lot of stuff. We have to start using our heads. We have to start to read and research and verify and think for ourselves. All right, I got to move on here. I got a lot of information. Qatari study finds natural immunity is 97% effective against severe COVID even after 14 months. You think? Next. Hepatitis outbreak of unknown cause among children, a direct result of AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine, says virologist. Next, COVID cases overwhelming New Zealand and Singapore despite strict mask mandates. How many countless articles published in the public domain have we given to you about all the countries who have been jabbed big time, who are getting sick, whether it be COVID, whether it be any immune disorder, whether it be heart attacks, whether it be strokes, brain aneurysms, blood, lung embolisms, how many? It's admitted this is an immune, it destroys your immune system. I can't say it any plainer. And it's not me saying it. These are from physicians, scientists, and researchers that have given hundreds of these articles. Next, Pfizer documents reveal high number of vaccine clinical trial participants that withdrew due to adverse events. You know Pfizer. This is one of the companies that wanted to keep all the information hidden for 75 years. This is the industry that has liability immunity. You remember these people. Next. In 5 years, autism cases have skyrocketed by 50%. That's 50. 1 in 3 children now considered autistic. You either speak up or the future for your kids and grandkids is death.
Rich, did you say 1 in 3? 1 in 3 children?
Oh, 1 in 30. Yeah.
That's an enormous percentage. Back to you.
And that's just autism. That's not all the other autoimmune diseases. And haven't you you notice? Allergies, asthma, all this stuff is on the increase. Crohn's disease, all whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's because our immune systems are being destroyed on purpose. Oh, and speaking of what you just said, here's one of the articles I have here, Vince. 1 year ago today, Joe Biden said vaccinated cannot get COVID. Think about that. These people lie, they gaslight. That's what they do. Next, Dr. McCullough. Drug industry is trying to use Congress to take over supplements and regulate them out of existence. Absolutely. They've been trying to do this for a long time because they want business. While they kill you, they want you to be broke first. Next, pandemic of the vaccinated. Did you hear that term for the beginning of this article? Pandemic of the vaccinated. New South Wales surveillance report confirms jabbed individuals are more likely to be hospitalized with COVID. And you see how delicately they do this, folks? They're trying to create plausible deniability. They're trying to say, oh, well, we found that after 2 years of saying nothing and murdering people, that's right, murdering people, now all these institutions and journals and academia and physicians and hospitals, they're just trying to squeeze in a little plausible deniability there so they can possibly not be charged for murder or gain some credibility back. Next, triple vaxxed kids in England 137 times. Yes, you heard that right. 137 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. And that report has just been revealed because it was buried. This is really sad, folks. You and your friends and your family are being murdered in front of you. Next, three young doctors are dead, all from the same hospital, days after receiving their fourth clot shot. Again, I don't make up these stories. These are published articles in the public domain. And if I took, just from what I see in the independent media of all the people, mostly, you know, sometimes famous or infamous people, because average Joes don't get on the list, I could take the whole 2 hours of this broadcast and just mention the specific deaths from people who have taken the vaccine. I hope you're hearing me, folks. I've been talking this stuff for almost 2 years. Again, none of it is made up. Vaccinated population accounts for 92% of COVID deaths in Canada. I feel so sorry for my brothers and sisters in Canada. Vaccinated population accounts for 92% of COVID. See, they'll label it anything, but they prefer COVID because we've given tons of articles where physicians, clinics, hospitals make money from the diagnosis, from the death jab, from the death certificate. They're making money to promote the fear, to give people the vaccination so they can say they have COVID to make more people fearful, to get more people to take it. Well, I think the people have woken up. Next. Dr. Fauci regrets not pushing more stringent COVID restrictions, said Americans should wear masks in schools and places of work. They're going to bring down masks and lockdowns, folks, because masks are a fear-porn flag. They are a tool for submissive conformity. And probably the biggest thing is they get to hide. They're mercenaries like Antifa, BLM, doesn't matter, the FBI, any rogue cop, anybody. They hide. not, they give anonymity to the people who want to do the crimes. Just like the $2 billion, billion with a B, of damage done during the so-called protests, where people lost their businesses, their homes, and their lives, and nothing was done about it. Next, vaccinated individuals are infecting the unvaccinated with dangerous graphene oxide, says biomedicine expert. Look, every one of these articles, folks, we can talk about for hours. We don't have the time. My job is to wake people up. My job is to be an American. My job is to protect humanity. That's my job. And everybody, at least on USAPrepares.com, are doing it for free. Because that's our duty and obligation, is to be an American. Next, email shows NIH-funded gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. I want to mention to you how many articles we've mentioned about this type of stuff. And the powers that be, doesn't matter if the FDA, NIH, CDC, World Health Organization, doesn't matter. They all denied it. They called us liars and conspiracy theorists. And yet all the information is there, and nothing's happening to them. Nothing.
And they threw us off YouTube for just that. Ten years
of
our work.
Everybody off of YouTube. Anybody who's telling the truth is off of YouTube. That's like a badge of honor, Vince, being thrown off of YouTube.
If I were thrown off of YouTube, I
don't think we would have any credibility.
Yeah.
John Hopkins, psychiatrist. This is a brave person. Transgender is a mental disorder. Sex change biologically impossible. Look, before all this happened, this legally was listed as a mental disorder, folks. It's part of the takedown and the takeover. It's part of the divide and conquer. It's part of lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. All these objectives and agendas are connected. I'm blue in the face talking about all this. Next, casket manufacturer says orders for children's caskets are flooding in at alarming rates. I guess we can just put an exclamation point on healthcare, folks. It's too disturbing to even comment on that particular article. So what I'm going to do now, folks, I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to mention a couple more election fraud things, and then I'm going to go to general news. And I'm going to try not to comment. It's going to be impossible, but I'm going to try. Maricopa County GOP chair refuses request to appoint signature challenges on early ballots. And guess what the title of this article is? Fraud alert, massive fraud expected. Maricopa County, it doesn't matter, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, no one's doing their job. The state legislature makes the law, not the governor, not the secretary of state, not the attorney general. This is what, everything is fraud. Everything in America is fraud. Do you remember that was one of the words I used to describe America today, folks? Next. IT and data experts in Georgia uncovered 200,000 votes switched from President Trump or deleted another million suspicious votes, yet Raffensperger certified the results. Fraud, folks, fraud. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you want to know the net result of some of what Rich is talking about. If you go to samsclub.com and you want to buy a few of these things, you're going to find out they're out of stock. Out of stock. What are they? Avocado oil. Purina dog chow. Member's Mark liquid hand soap. Member's Mark elbow macaroni. And Gatorade. Just think about that. Can you imagine going to the store and finding that they're out of dog chow? Hand soap, elbow macaroni, Gatorade, and avocado oil? That's right this moment, right now. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I'm going to finish up a little election fraud here, and then I'm going to go to general news. I want to remind everybody about the new information that has recently come out where literally it was shown that Georgia showed 100% reporting and that Trump won. And that 250,000 ballots were manufactured. And yet Raffensperger still certified the election. It was shown. We're at a point that reality and facts and truth and evidence means nothing. Nothing. Zippo. Nada. Next, Wisconsin Election Committee announces they will ignore. That's right. I used the word ignore. A new ruling and allow clerks to cure and count incomplete mail-in ballots. That's like adjudication. That's basically filling in the blanks. They're literally admitting that they're going to do fraud against we the people. The title of this next article is called Caught. Machine stole another race in Colorado, flipped vote totals from GOP grassroots favorite Linda Wilson after the election, and gave it to Rhino Lundeen, brazen fraud. Do you remember how I used the word fraud in the beginning of the broadcast, folks? I got a little good news for you. Representative Chuck Wichkers becomes the third Wisconsin lawmaker to sign on to decertifying the 2020 Wisconsin election results. Quote, great fraud. And during the commercial break, they were talking about not teaching your kids to vape in schools. Don't you think schools have other problems besides vaping? For example, Democrats defend child pornography in public libraries. You can't even make this stuff up. That's called grooming children. Remember how I always use the term adult mutual consensual sex? It looks like that is off the table. And at least 181 kindergarten through 12th grade educators have recently been charged with child sex crimes in the first half of 2022. These are the ones who were charged. You got to be crazy if you're leaving your children in a government public school system today. There's no accountability at all. All right, I'm going to go into general news, and I know I'm not going to get to everything, but I'm going to whip out as much as I can because you guys need to hear this. Your husband is the worst president in history. Dr. Jill, what a joke, was walking outside, and a person was yelling at her, heckling to her, saying that your husband is the worst president in history. And she smiled and said thank you. Now, either that's a sign of total stupidity, or she doesn't give a damn about what the people think. Next, Ilhan Omar. Republicans are regressing us back to when freedoms weren't for everybody, unquote. That's exactly what the Democrats and the rhino sellout traitor Republicans are doing. They are literally working for the elite. So basically, the freedoms and liberties are only for them. And I've given thousands of articles, just one that comes to mind, on how they can, they're exempt from carbon footprints and taxes on with their yachts and their private jets. They don't practice what they preach. That's why we need practice with your preach laws, folks. I've talked about citizen review boards, ideas and solution conferences, self-sufficiency, preparedness schools with homeschool databases. We've talked about all this stuff. We need to start acting like citizens who expect the government to work for us, not the other way around. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. last hour.
To restoring the unalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
Two Washington statemen were arrested Friday for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. The men remain in custody. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine and 50 times more potent than heroin. Nearly 108,000 people in America overdosed, leading to their death last year. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Russian-controlled lands in Ukraine have banned Google and YouTube, charging the company with inciting terrorism. This follows the ban of most Western social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook in May, leaving Ukrainians in Russian-occupied territories almost entirely limited to government-controlled Russian propaganda. India's 5G cell phone race kicked off Monday. A total of 72 gigahertz of 5G spectrum will be auctioned for the winning bids, which will retain the rights for 20 years. In total, the four bidders have put up an equivalent of $2.7 billion in money, the mandatory sum required to confirm a contract. Former President Trump campaign advisor Dick Morris on Newsmax announced if President Trump is reelected in 2024, there are reports he's going to once and for all drain the swamp of deep state career government officials.
That's been a historical tension in American politics. All officials used to be appointed. Andrew Jackson set that precedent. He said, they elected me president, so I should fill the administration with people who will do my policies. And then when that system became too corrupt, they replaced it in 1882 with the civil service system. But the problem is now the civil service marches to its own drummer. Yeah. Bill Clinton said it best. He said it's like running a cemetery. You have 1,000 people under you, but nobody listens to you.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Less and less. And even if you want to buy capacitors for your ceiling fans or your air conditioning systems or your electric motors, you're going to find that there are fewer and fewer and fewer choices and fewer and fewer and fewer items available for sale. I might flesh this out a little bit more on Thursday with Kathy. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. I thought I lost you. I actually started speaking. You came in like 10 seconds after the music stopped, so I thought that was interesting. Okay, folks, I'm going to mention more published articles in the public domain, give you as much information as possible in the last few waning minutes. This is titled Clown Show. Democrat Republican Ilhan Omar also pretends to be arrested in front of the Supreme Court. AOC did the same thing. Everything's a show trial. Everything's theater. Everything is fake. FBI agent who covered for Hunter Biden in Russia collusion hoaxer, per Senator Grassley, the DOJ and FBI are institutionally corrupted to the core, unquote. FBI sabotaged Hunter Biden's evidence to derail investigation, says whistleblowers. See, folks, everything's fake. Amazon sues Facebook administrators, over fake reviews. Everything's phony. Everything. They just sell any narrative to see what sticks, and they hope the useful idiots buy it. That's how they do it. And Zimbabwe is bringing back gold coins as legal tender to stem inflation. So Zimbabwe, Putin's Russia, the BRICS nations, they're doing everything to try to help their people. But we are destroying the bottom 93% in every way. Assets going down, costs going up, necessities going up. Next. Maryland election voting machines not working. No results expected tonight. That's a headline. Folks, if you have machines in your state or precinct, if you have not cleaned up your dirty voter rolls, it's going to be a scam. There's zero election integrity if you don't clean up those two things I just mentioned. Next, Joe Biden to deliver a huge climate change speech to 20 people in Somerset. 20. That's 10 plus 10. That's 19 plus 1. That's 21 minus 1. 20 people. And they're probably bought and paid for to be there. Yeah. And Joe Biden got 81 million votes. Please send me a check and I will send you a bridge. Next. Top level government scientists said they aren't allowed to give truthful advice to the public. Science is fake. It's bought and paid for at every level. How many articles have we given that shows that the grants are not going to come to these so-called academia or scientists unless the narrative is sold? We've given these to you. Many of them. Merriam-Webster refines female to include men who say they are female. Next, woke libtards attack anthropology, claiming ancient skeletons cannot be labeled men and women because they might have identified as transgender. We are beyond Twilight Zone. We're beyond stupid. Next, new electric truck can tow just 85 miles. So if I go to the Flathead to tow something, I can get there, but I can't get back. You can't make this stuff up. China approves $458 million coal project. Coal. And they dared the globalists, carbon police, to defy them. And they're looking the other way. What do you think, folks, huh? Come on. I don't have to connect these dots for you. This is a takedown and a takeover. Next. This is about broke Britain, rapes, sex offenses, violent crimes at the highest level on record in Britain. Next, DHS reveals nearly 1,000 illegal aliens used arrest warrants as ID to board flights just this year alone. Unbelievable. You can't even make this stuff up, people. Democrats try to stop U.S. citizenship question from being added to census. Of course, because they want all these people to vote who are non-valid. Next, Biden regime loses hundreds of thousands of illegals in the United States. Lost, loses, gone, erased. But they're running loose in America. We could talk about that for an hour. Look. If somebody does a crime that's an illegal, unvetted alien against an American citizen, the judges, the lawyers, and the politicians who are proponents of these policies need to get their net worth confiscated, and then that money goes to the victim's family. folks. Gosh, we need some guts. No one's doing their job. I mean, no one is doing their job. Next, mainstream media begins to panic. You ready for this? Quote, people don't trust us. They don't believe us. Of course they don't, because it's propaganda, false flags, lies, hoaxes, and gaslighting. We've proved this thousands of times. They're just actors. It's just like a Hollywood actor. They just have a different role. They have sold their soul for fake fame and money. Next. California is going to tax private water wells and force owners to put in a meter. I can't, look, when you live in rural America, digging a well is expensive as hell, folks. You got to dig a hole. You're not guaranteed water or potable water, but you pay for every foot that's dug. Then you got to put in a pump. Then you got to put in the electrical system that attaches to your generator or whatever system you have. It's very expensive and very risky. Because I know a lot of people who've dug wells, 1,000-foot wells, and come up dry. And, of course, you know, you got lightning strikes, you got pumps that go into default, and the old analog pumps, which is getting harder to find, is way better than the new computer pumps. All right, next. Judicial Watch uncovers Biden administration still sending billions to Afghanistan and refusing auditors to investigate. I want you to think about what I just said. Never mind the billions going to Ukraine. It's a money laundering fraud system that only feathers the elite's nest. That's it. Next, Luke Robinson, a.k.a. Ginger Gun, was the only protester filmed with a gun on January 6th, and the FBI later removed him from the most wanted list. Oh, and by the way, he was wearing an earpiece. What do you think that was, folks? While we have patriots rotting in prison. What a scam. We should just call ourselves the scam states of America. I think that's way more appropriate. Next, Michigan City decriminalizes public urination, defecation, and littering for equity. You can't even make up this in a Twilight Zone show. You cannot make this stuff up. But these are published articles in the public book domain. Demons at the New York Times are now pushing cannibalism and insisting the time is now. An outfit in Sweden I read recently is doing the same thing. Look, they sell you the narratives. They want chaos. They want infighting. They want race wars. They want gender wars. They want you starving. They want desperation. They want despair because they have a lot of crimes to hide. Just like the quote I gave you earlier about the German parliament lady who had the guts to say what the vaccination actually is. I quoted just a little while ago. Next. Far-left Rep. Rashida Tlaib says parents speaking at school board meetings about CRT, which is critical race theory, are white supremacists. You can't even make this stuff up. You just can't. I can't even believe this is America, and these are published articles in the public domain. If I just came on the air to give shocking, falsify information to drop people's jaws, I couldn't come up. That's how bad it is. Next, British government offering farmers lump sum payments to stop growing food and sell their land. I want you to think about that, folks. This is happening not just in Great Britain. This is happening around the country, around the world. Governments are offering farmers payments to stop growing and even sell their land. So the elite comes in, buys up the land, and at best gives you some type of GMO toxic food. At best. Pardon me, I got to take a quick drink here. I'm running dry. Next, Kamala Harris. I listened to this video, folks. I couldn't even explain the context. I'm going to quote. Listen, women are getting pregnant every day in America, and this is a real issue. Unquote. This is like me saying, okay, let me make something up here, okay? We have to print money and spend to fight inflation because the sky is blue and there's climate change and identifying is more important than reality, facts, truth, and evidence because women are having babies. Did that make any sense, what I just said? Was there any context to what I just said? Was there any math proof of what I just said? No. These people just say crap and make stuff up. It doesn't have to make sense. They just say it. It's unfreaking believable. Next, Lee Zeldin, assassin, released without bail. Now, apparently, he was arrested because people can obviously see a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. And, by the way, there was a law signed by Andrew Cuomo that bans public release of mugshots for Zeldin attack. Real quick here. Biden to forgive hundreds of billions in student loans. That's called bribery before the midterms in order to get their vote. Next, deep state power grab leading Democrat adds provisions to annual Pentagon spending bill that removes congressional oversight of our military. You better prepare, folks. You better speak up. You better read up.
Big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules.
For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich is with us. Rich, please continue.
Well, Vince, I know I try all the time. You give me 99% of the microphone, and I really appreciate it because there's so much information to wake up the people with, and so much fraud, so much corruption. And I want to, like I try and do on our last segment, which is only a few seconds long, give you the microphone. But you asked me in the beginning of the broadcast 2 hours ago to describe, using about 100 words, what America is like. I want you to tell me how accurate you think I was just from the news, from articles and interviews that I've shared today.
So I'm paraphrasing, but the quote is pretty close. No one is doing their job is something that you've been saying for years. Let me give you some examples, some numbers of what that means. So no one is doing their jobs. Over half of Americans right now feel unsafe every single day. And this is studyfinds.org. And studyfinds.org says that 57% of Americans feel unsafe when they are on dark streets and sidewalks. It's more than one out of two feels unsafe. And 53% of Americans feel unsafe in neighborhoods they're not familiar with. So, class, I know you've, in your life, you've gone to new places. You've gone to visit friends that you've never been to their house before. 53% of Americans feel unsafe doing that kind of thing, going into a neighborhood they're unfamiliar with. 37%, that's more than one out of three, feels unsafe in parking garages. One third, one out of three, feels unsafe riding alone in an Uber or a taxi. Now think about that. One out of three feels unsafe in an Uber or a taxi. I used to be common riding in a taxi, not in an Uber, but Ubers have displaced those who tried to earn a living with buying a taxi medallion for $1 million or more in New York City. 28% of Americans feel unsafe every day on public transportation. We're talking about airplanes. We're talking about subways. We're talking about streetcars. 28%. people are nervous in their own homes. According to this article, 46% of the people who responded have a home security system. And younger respondents were more likely to have a security system. 60% of those between 25 and 34 have a home security system. Of the 35 to 44-year-olds, 57% have one. And 55% of 18 to 20-year-olds have a home security system. People are afraid. And just remember that the guy in the big chair has been at the government feeding trough for about a half a century. So if you think he's new on the job and he has nothing to do with this, that's not true. He has had more experience, more training, more prep, more exposure to government than anybody I can think of in my entire life. The guy in the big chair. Here's something else to consider. Rich, I'm sure you're experiencing this because we are. Solar panels, and you have not mentioned any of this, but I thought I'd teach a little bit about this. For every 3 degrees Fahrenheit that the temperature of a solar panel rises above 77 degrees Fahrenheit, you lose 1% of the energy output. For every 3 degrees Fahrenheit over 77. So in this enormous heat, when people need electricity more than ever, they're losing the generation capacity of their solar panels. 1% for every 3 degrees above 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Nothing's working right. Parts are breaking. You can't get parts. You can't get people on the phone. When you go to call for parts, they have no clue. No clue what you're asking them. No clue what they don't know what they're trying to sell you. When you call them on the phone, they have no clue. No experience. They've never touched one. They've never handled one. They don't know what one looks like. And they're incompetent. Yesterday, I called the Secretary of State's office to ask a question about corporate structures. And I'm asking about what they do. Hardly a clue. I couldn't get a straight answer from the Secretary of State's office. From a person that answers the phone for the Secretary of State. No clue. We are, and if you get it wrong, it's your fault. They can't help you. They don't know what they're doing. They're in charge. And if you make a mistake, it's your fault. Rich, thank you so much for being with us. We're in deep trouble, class.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.